So tell me, what do you want to know? Where it all began? That is a question. Could it be when I went to the bookstore, just looking for another piece of cheap romance smut, only to find that strange book in the back, the one the owner didn't even remember stocking, but gave me a pretty good deal on? When I got home and it just fell out of my bag, right to that one specific page? When I did the incantation that it outlined that night? Maybe it was the night after, when I was sitting there reading through it, feeling like a bit of a fool, thinking that something like a summoning ritual actually was real. Or maybe it was right when the clock hit midnight that night, when he appeared. I turned around to see him in my bedroom. Black gloves, black cloak, black everything, except for his mask, which was this just strange, unnatural shade of white. And it was one of those old theater masks, too, you know, the kind that always are together with a smiley face or a frowny face. And here I'm sitting there thinking, great, I'm about to be killed by some crazy serial murderer a day before Halloween. Well, that's a fine how do you do. Until the moment he came over, a finger on his lips, and he took the book from me. He turned it to another page and just pointed. And I looked down to see another incantation, and I looked up at him, kind of confused. I mean, I didn't even know at this point how he got in without making a sound, and I'm still expecting to get stabbed any minute. But he just gave a nod, and so I sat down at my altar, and he sat down on the other side of it, and, well, I just did it. And, I mean, nothing happened. I didn't expect anything to. And just like the first one, I didn't expect anything at all. But I could tell even under the mask that whoever this was, he, she, it, they seemed to approve. They just gave a nod and just left. I blinked and they were gone. Needless to say, it was a bit unsettling, and I mean, I considered telling my roommate, my sister, but who was going to believe me? And then they'd think I was crazy or probably tried to take the book away. And there was something about that book, something I just, you know how you get very protective over certain things? That's how I felt about that book. It was hard to explain that first night, but it became more clear later. More clear the next night he appeared again. Right at midnight once more. And came right over. And this time I was waiting, though. Half expecting it. And that mask. Oh, that mask. Something about it. I tried to reach across the altar, only the have my hand slapped away rather forcefully. A shake of his head. I decided it was a he. And just, again, you could feel emotion, disapproval, warning. He turned to another page in the book and just sat down, and I did it again. And but this time it was different. It was like cold breeze came through the room, but then turned hot, and the breeze wasn't the only thing that was getting hot. It was, I was getting a little turned on at that point. It was weird, it was hard to explain, but something about it just sent a thrill through me. The way he watched, the way the words just seemed to roll off my lips. Some dead language that probably hadn't been spoken in an eon, but I just seemed to have a knack for it. Or at least I thought I did, but it was just... Let's just say that when I blinked and when he left again, I didn't get to sleep for a bit. I had to take care of a few things before I drifted off with one of my favorite toys right beside me still. At least I managed to turn it off before I fell unconscious. And all through the next day, it was like it stayed with me. It was so distracting. I couldn't think at work all day. I was nearly dropping stuff left and right. I finally just told the boss I had to go home early. And when I got home, it was... clothing had to go. And I just laid there in my bed, toying with myself. I had to... that heat just wouldn't go away. I had to deal with it before I could even think straight. Just laying there, my eyes closed, and yet I could see him so clearly. It was like he was still watching me, urging me on as my fingers... Midnight couldn't get there soon enough. And after that, the next 2 weeks, they were like a blur to me. The real world, well, the world of the daytime, my friends, my classes, my job, it just seemed so boring. So completely, utterly meaningless compared to those midnight visits. Compared to studying that book with him. Every night, he would make me do another incantation. Every night, I'd try to go for the mask. He'd just push me away, warn me. He even gave me a nickname, Little Moth, saying that I shouldn't stray too close to the fire. Feeling everything I did with him, every word I said, every ritual performed, leaving me feeling so alive. I couldn't take it. I just... every night, every morning, dreaming of him. It's too much. It was just too much until that fateful night.
I stayed naked the whole time. And when he came in, I could sense that he approved. He seemed concerned, but approved. And he just turned the book to another page near the back. And I said the words, did the ritual. It was amazing. These little wisps came buzzing out of the book. They started swirling around with this weird blue glow that was so beautiful. The way they swirled around. The way they lit up his mask. It was so impulsive. I darted right across the altar. I laid a kiss right on the mouth of it. The feeling, it was electric. I could sense it. Sense the power behind it. Sense so much. But he just pushed me away again. He shook his head. He told me. I could hear it in my head. Warning me to stop. That I shouldn't go any further. But I couldn't. It was too much. I couldn't stop. I reached for it. I grabbed at it. He didn't stop me this time. He just kept warning me, telling me in my mind I should, but I had to know. I had to to know what was under it. I had to pull it up, just flung it away, but... Oh, God. Oh, God, there wasn't what I expected. There was no face at all. There was just blackness. Inky darkness. A void I could suddenly feel myself sinking into. Oh, God, what have I done? What have I done? No, no, this isn't right. I could feel his body melting right in front of me. That void expanding, filling my vision. My mind shuddering at the sheer unreality of it, even as I watch this strange, unworldly, demonic tentacle sprouting from it. Oh, God, it's like some stupid demented and high horror, but it's also real. No, no, I could feel them so warm, slimy, curling across my body. No, no, get off me. Get off me. Oh, God. Oh, God, no, no. But I could hear him now, that voice booming in my mind. He warned me, telling me I shouldn't. I was warned that I didn't listen. Oh, God, what? No. I could feel sliding across my... curling across my limbs. My arms pulled overhead. My legs pulled apart. The helpless little gasp escaping.
It's
stomach so hard. Oh, God. It hurts, but it feels good. It feels so good. He's gonna mark me. My body just Oh, so good, so warm. That's how my sister found me the next day when I didn't show up at work, laying on the floor, naked in a puddle of cum, completely catatonic. They called the police, of course, but I didn't give a statement, even though they told me to. I mean, how could I explain what happened? How could I begin to even start to tell them? Even as I felt it, I could see it in my mind, my defenseless little leg, surrounded by that darkness, being as tainted and corrupted as I am now. They gave me a couple weeks off from work, of course, which was a good thing, because every night he came back. Every night I didn't hesitate to take that mask off now. Every night he poured it into me. Oh, that thick, hot, corrupted cum. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good. And he taught me so much from that book. Taught me all its tricks. Taught me everything I needed to know. Till I earned the mask of my own. Till I was ready to join him. Till I was ready to be found. To be found by someone like you. And that is why, little moth, you should have listened too. You shouldn't have taken off the mask. You were warned.